and welcome to Nikonian's News Flash. Today is February 10th, 2007, and I'm your host, Jessica Odell. First up in the news, Coolpix owners, who like the water, will be pleased at Fantasy's introduction of an underwater housing for the Coolpix S-9. That's, well, it looks really cool. I got a look at the picture from the Fantasy site, and it's really nifty. It's got all sorts of things like a built-in flash diffuser and an LCD screen hood type arrangement to cut back on glare while you're looking at pictures underwater. So if you have one of the S9 Coolpixes and you're interested in some underwater shots, check out the Fantasy housing for it. It's really, really neat. And now we have some new technology. It's an inkless printer. Yep, it's been called the Zink, and it uses heat to activate inks embedded in the paper rather than inks in a cartridge. I have no idea how that's going to turn out. However, our friends at Imaging Resource have the full scoop on that, so I'll throw the link to their reviews on that in the blog, and you can take a look for yourself and see exactly what this new printer is all about. Continuing on, Nikon's D40 has been reviewed by Tom Hogan. So if you've read any of his other reviews, and he has lots of them, pretty comprehensive. I took a run through of it, and it gets into about, everything having to do with the new D40. So if you're interested in possibly that as a purchasing option, take a look at that review to help you choose which camera might be best for you. The New York Times technology writer David Pogue has praised Nikon's 18-200 VR, which is always nice to do, and we like hearing about all the good Nikon lenses and all that good stuff. So if you're interested in his little review about that, I will throw the link in the blog for you so you can read it for yourself and see what he has to say. Now, continuing in kind of news but kind of forums in between the two of them, I'd like to announce our next batch of the Nikonian's Academy workshops. These are for March, and yes, they are in North America only at the moment, but we might be able to change that sooner or later. March workshops are in Houston, Texas. On the 22nd and 23rd will be the workshops on the D2X and the D2XS 1 and 2. On the 24th is the Capture NX workshop, and on the 25th is the ITTL workshop for those of you with Nikon Speedlights, pretty much the 600 and 800, as the information said about the workshops. Those are going to be the highlighted Speedlights there. So if you're interested in doing that, getting in on those workshops, and you'll be in Houston at the end of March, reserve your spot now. The workshops tend to sell out pretty quick, which is why I'm announcing the March ones well in advance. As of this morning, the workshops were not sold out yet, so there's still spaces available for those. Now, continuing on to the Filter and Lens Accessories Forum, it's a bit of a plea for help, as it were. We need your help on the new version 2 of the Nikonian's teleconverter compatibility chart. With all the new stuff out there, we figured it's about high time that we get a new chart out there. And what we're asking for is you to write in, and I will put the thread directly into the blog so you can get directly there, and tell us what combinations work and what combinations you found don't work. And it's very, very handy, and you'd be surprised what somebody might know. You might think, nobody has any interest in what I found doesn't work, or everybody knows that this combination doesn't work. But if it's not in the old chart and you found something new that does or does not work, please let us know and drop us a line. Now, I know that this is a very short podcast this week, but I figured that those were the most important announcements, and I'd give you guys the rest of the time to jump on to my blog, get those links, and give us your feedback on that. If you have any announcements you'd like me to make, please email me at newsflash@nikonians.org or jump onto the podcast feedback thread in the forums and drop us a line there as well. We look forward to hearing you. I know the image doctors love getting feedback from all the listeners, so we thank you. You can find this podcast and all of our other Nikonians podcasts at podcasts.nikonians.org. I want to thank you for tuning in, and I will be back next week with another Nikonians Newsflash.